biggest mismatch was your defensive front against their offensive line, didn't you think?
Well, I know we played great defense all day long, and I think you look at both teams, two good football teams with two young offensive lines in a lot of ways, you know. But we just kind of, Mike, we held true to what we are. We won a lot of games this year, just grinding as a football team, playing great defense, and we played tremendous today, and making the play at the right time. So just so proud of our football team. Got great respect for the Patriots. So great victory. Just very proud of our team.
Hi, Gary. You just went through the trophy ceremony and all the things. What's your immediate reaction here? Is it sinking in with you?
Yeah, it is. You know,
a lot of times.
It is amazing. Just stand out there and look up at the crowd. You know, first off, our fans were just tremendous today. And as y'all well know, I've been a part of this organization for a long time in a lot of different categories. But to stand up there today as a head coach and be a part of Mr. Boland's family and this organization, this football team, very proud today.
Gary, just kind of what is going through your mind on the two fourth down plays they make to get within the two-point conversion?
The biggest thing, if we just kept talking, hey, if they score, they still got to, go for two. So that was part of the conversation. As we were down two safeties, we were a couple of times, we didn't have enough guys on the field. We called timeout on the two-point play because DeMarcus was beat up, took himself out, and we weren't going to play another play without him out there, not if I could help it. So, you know, just a lot of things going on and trying to think about how do we go about overtime, how do we, you know, so a lot of things happening, but, boy, defensively we were just tremendous.
Gary, speaking of the defense, did you guys give Von Miller, like, some special water or something?
He's been that way all year, but he's been very a special player, but being an Aggie, I'm really proud of him. He's a special young man. I've known him since he was a kid, and how far he's come, the man he's become, the player he's become, leader on this football team. And today, along with the defense, he was big time.
Just to follow up on that and talk about DeMarcus Ware, did you have a special message for your team where you kind of use Ware as the example?
Yeah, the night before the game, I always talk to the guys, but I'll have one player address the football team before we call it a night. And I let DeMarcus do that. And, I could sit here all day and talk about it, but he was just tremendous with his team. He basically told them how much the opportunity to possibly play for a Super Bowl meant to him and how much it meant for him to be a part of the team. And it was very powerful.
Yeah, I know it's special for everybody there, Gary, but for Peyton, you know, everything he went through this year and, people for a while there thought he might be done. And just how he came back, your decision to go with him again, just reflect on what.
Yeah, Mike, I'm so proud of him. You know, I sit here and reflect on some of the meetings he and I had throughout the course of these last 10 weeks and some of the conversations we had, and then to sit there right there and talk about, the opportunity we have here in 2 weeks. So I'm just so proud of him, Mike. He worked hard to get back. And I knew about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago through a discussion we had that he was ready to come back and lead this football team, and he's done a tremendous job.
Hey, Gary, along those lines, were you was that part of the game plan early, was to try to get Owen Daniels involved in the game? Certainly a big impact.
You know, I mean, it'd be easy for me to say that because he had two touchdowns, but no, they played us a certain way. We knew it was going to be extremely hard to run the ball, but we refused. As long as the game was the way it was, we were not going to run away from it. You know what I mean? We said, heck, let's just keep pounding, and but OD made some great plays. We had the first drive was tremendous, and after that it was tough sledding the rest of the day. But that's the type of game it was for both of us.
Gary, can you talk about Peyton's run?
Yeah, that goes through all that work he was doing over the course of the last, 10 weeks. But he's going to do what he has to do to win. I know that. I mean, he's one of the greatest competitors ever in this league. And for him to take off and make that play and guys, I can't tell you how he has led this group the last 3 weeks. It's been tremendous.
Well, how are Stewart and Ward?
You know, I was asked that a while ago. I really don't know. I think the only thing I would say is that maybe TJ's feeling a little bit better than Stu right now. I don't know what that should mean, but I think, we'll see. We got 2 weeks, so we'll see. No, I mean, he's been the same guy that started the season, but I'm just saying, you go back and you look, second half in San Diego, you know, and for him to step in the huddle and take over the group and the way he's, you know, this football team just believes that he's going to get it done. And, you know, the big key for us the last 10 quarters of football that we played is we've had one turnover, you know, and that was today. And it's been a difference for our team and has a lot to do with why we get a chance to play another game.